Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us now from Boston, he covers the Patriots for WEEI, Ryan Hannibal. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Ryan, I think for some people it sort of was a surprise that Mac Jones becomes the starter. Basically, Coach Belichick says, hey, listen, if it's this close in preseason, eventually Mac's going to get the baton anyway. But, man, he's done a really good job. He is a super smart guy. I've known him from when he was coming out of high school, came to a couple of our camps, shows up at the Manning camp. Really smart young man. He knows what to do with the football. And, man, he got a big heart beating in that chest. He is one tough dude to hang in there in the final moments to make a throw. The leadership from Mac Jones jumps out. So how has been the response for people fan-wise? Because, you know, you go from Brady and then you have Cam, you know, last year, and then now Mac Jones. Has he been embraced by the community? Because he's your guy now for a long time.
Yeah, and I think fans recognize that they realize that Mac Jones is the future in New England, and they're behind him. I think that everybody was pulling for him in the competition over Cam Newton, and then, you know, that was a surprise to everybody that Belichick went with Mac, at least to start the year. But everybody's behind him right now. The fans gave him a standing ovation last week when he was at home for his debut, and, you know, Mac's done a good job. And I think the thing that's been most impressive is how he's gotten the attention of the locker room and how the veterans have just, you know, gone behind him, which I think is pretty hard to do for a guy that's so young. But just his intangibles and how hard he works has really gotten the entire locker room to buy in, and it's been really cool to see.
Now, Ryan, what is the mindset, the New England fan base? Obviously, AFC versus NFC, but I'm looking at Bill Belichick and Sean Payton. A lot of people consider them two of the greatest minds in the National Football League, and I'm looking at a matchup of NFL's two winningest teams over the past 5 years. If not, when you look at since Sean Payton came on board in 2006, for sure, a dozen-plus years. But the Saints have never beaten Bill Belichick and the Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They've lost like three consecutive games. Now, I know you're going with Mac Jones. I can remember Saints fans, they were bitching. It was like, come on. Listen, you have to call that play when Junior Gallant, he gets horse-collared by the tackle. They don't call holding. And Tom Brady throws a perfect pass over Jabari Greer because the Saints outplayed him that day. So what is the take with the Saints coming to town? Do they view the Saints organization as one of the best and a stable organization as of recent to face a team like the Patriots?
Yeah, they do. I think that Sean Payton has a lot of respect around here because Bill Belichick often brings up, you know, Sean and how the great program that he's built and established down there. He even brought it up today on the conference call that they're, you know, going to have a tough test this coming week. Well-coached team, does well situational football. They're kind of similar in that. They don't really beat themselves. But the thing around here, I guess, with the Saints is they're going to look at the quarterback position, and they, you know, the fans believe that the Patriots defense will certainly have the edge, you know, going against Jameis Winston and, you know, forcing a lot of turnovers. So I'm sure that's going to be something that fans expect around here. But I think that could be something that, you know, could turn against them, that, you know, they actually do take care of the ball. and could give them a tough test. I would say the fans up here think that it's not going to be a cakewalk, but they look at this at the start of the year as a win. They kind of had the mindset being 3-1 going into the Brady game next week in week 4. So we'll see if they overlook the Saints. I think it's going to be a tough game.
Now, you look at the game against the Jets, and obviously a division opponent is like 2-for-1. But do they maybe expect, like you look at a rookie, a quarterback like Zach Wilson, he throws 4 interceptions, to maybe they think they could force Jameis Winston in that type of negative production?
Yeah, I think that's sort of the game plan and what that Bill Belichick will kind of employ. It's just almost don't let the Patriots beat themselves and just allow the opposition to win the game. And that's what happened yesterday with Zach Wilson, the 4 interceptions, and that was the difference in the game. And I think that's going to be something that the Patriots do, not just this week, but every week, as you have a guy in Mac Jones that one of his best attributes is taking care of the football. And if he doesn't turn the ball over, more often than not in the NFL, you're going to get 1 or 2 from the other side, especially with the Patriots' defense that they have. So that's probably their game plan each and every week. Take care of the football on your own side and try to force a turnover or 2 on the other side. And then more often than not, if you win the turnover battle, you win the game.
Ryan, one of the things that was unusual in this offseason was the Patriots, they didn't have the MO of a team to go out and spend a lot of money in free agency. Well, that wasn't the case this offseason. Man, they went out, got a lot of veteran free agents to come in here. For as great a coach as Belichick has been, he has not been real good come draft day. You know, he's struggled in that department in selecting players. But Rick Venturi and I were talking about this. Rick had coached with Bill, and he said, you know, one of the things Bill knows, a veteran player. He said, man, if he sees something in that guy can play. And how is that changeover covered? Because it's unusual for the Patriots to be so active in veteran free agency like they were this offseason and the impact it's had on this football team.
Yeah, you hit it. They struggled in the draft the last several years, and they kind of had to overspend this last offseason to make up for the lack of production from some of the draft classes 2, 3, you know, 4 years ago. And I think that Bill did sort of identify some of the guys that he thought would fit in well with his program, and he went out and got them and maybe overspent a little bit for a few of them. But a guy like Matthew Judon made a really big impact right away coming over from the Ravens. And a lot of people were wondering about the fit and how it would work with the Patriots system, but he's bought in. He's been a team-first guy and has been one of the, you know, most impressive players in the locker room that we've been able to talk to, just really to buy in. And then on the other side of the ball, the 2 tight ends, Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. Belichick's, you know, love for Hunter Henry goes back several years. We'll see, you know, what their ultimate impact is, because they haven't had the quiet first 2 games of the year, but both players are a little bit banged up. We'll see how that translates. But the overall point's there. They went out and spent this offseason. I think that, you know, for the first time in Belichick's tenure, you know, a lot went into the offseason and a lot was expected. And we'll see how it all pays out, because, you know, Robert Kraft doesn't shell out this much money very often, and I think that, you know, that's something to look for. When you have a year like they did last year, they really needed to bounce back, and part of that was spending all the money that they did.
Now, you know, Ryan, the Patriots fan base might obviously be different than the management of the Patriots, but how can anyone be against, like, man, why in the hell we didn't pay Chandler Jones? You know, you let other people go. But, man, Chandler Jones, from the get-go, he's been a flat-out stud for the Cardinals. I mean, the fans bring that up locally. It's like, okay, you're going to hit and you're going to miss on some. We definitely missed on not investing in Chandler Jones going forward.
Same thing with Akeem Hicks. Just think.
Yeah,
those
right.
Two big guys up front.
Yes.
I would say, honestly, Bill kind of gets a free pass with those, where a lot of the times when he makes decisions to move on from guys, it works out that they don't do very well with their next team. But the ones of late, obviously Brady's the biggest one that stands out the most. Look at what he's doing in Tampa Bay. Look what Rob Gronkowski's doing in Tampa Bay. So for several years, he kind of got away with, you know, not paying some guys and letting guys move on. But when you don't replenish them in the draft and you're getting, you know, bad value out of your draft picks, then you can start, you know, raising the question. The Chandler Jones one is definitely a big one. They've lacked pass rush for the last several years, and look what he's doing out in Arizona. So he's one that they certainly, you know, would have maybe done a little bit differently. He wasn't the greatest locker room guy fit here, so maybe that factored into it, but he's certainly, you know, making them pay, you know, for not shoving out the money for him.
Now, Ryan, the way the Patriots are structured, looking at reception, having one of the top offensive lines in the National Football League, and the way they structured, help the quarterback out, you want to be able to run the ball, you know, even though they know you're running. So where are you at with their offensive line? Are you pleased where they're at? Because that's one thing, we always have confidence until this past week when we had our starting center out with McCoy. But we thought, you know what, the Saints always have a chance because they're winning in their trenches. Is that where the Patriots are at right now, especially with that offensive line?
That's usually where it is. They have a great starting five, but the problem is that their depth isn't really there, and they've already had to tap into that with Trent Brown, the starting right tackle, getting injured on the first drive of the season last week and then having to miss this week with a calf injury. So they've had to rotate two guys to fill his spot at right tackle. Yashir Durant, who they acquired late in the summer, and then Justin Herron. They've kind of rotated those two, who haven't been great. So that's something to pay attention to, because I think the Patriots really do rely heavily on the run game to set up, you know, manageable situations for a third down. And then also just, you know, giving Mac Jones the time in the pocket. You need to give a rookie quarterback the time. And that right side of the line has been a trouble spot. We'll see if Trent Brown returns this week, because when they do have their top five guys healthy, I do believe it's one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. It just comes down to getting all five healthy at the same time and on the field.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you over the weekend.
Sounds good. Should be a good one.
Thanks so much, Ryan. That was Ryan Hannibal from WEEI in Boston covering the New England Patriots. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.